Alrighty, it's Just What the World Needs, another podcast. Welcome, everybody. It is the John DeBella Show, daily podcast, Thursday, October 24th. How are ya? It's Dave, and the clippage from today's show, we started out with vacation excuses. We dreamt up our horror movie demise. How would we be taken out? Alex Trebek is back in the news, and he's not knocking Philly this time, but it's something else we're not too fond of. Song Stories Today featured Can't Get Enough, and there's a new controversy. Oh yeah, every Halloween there's a new one, this time involving black jack-o'-lanterns. We had a classic rock concentration winner once again. Make sure you're playing every day at 7:30 to head down to Florida on vacation. Plus, comedian Mike Racine made his second appearance on the show. We forgot about the first one. Beg forgiveness. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, there's an article that just came out today, the top signs that you need a vacation. How about this one? Fatigue.
Huh?
How shocking. How shocking indeed.
What were the other reasons?
Parental or family stress. Well, I guess you two can understand that one.
Yeah.
Difficult commute. Well, that one's for Dave.
Yep. Okay.
Oversleeping the alarm. That one's for Steve.
Yeah. All right. Is that really one, though?
Well, these are getting a little slim now.
What
next one? Wanting to go on a vacation?
Right. I don't know. Minor cold, a relationship ended, disagreeing with a colleague, friendship dropped. Come on. You've got to have better excuses than this.
Returning from a vacation.
I need a vacation.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for you, all right? Because, I mean, it seems like every time I go online, and especially right now with Amazon Prime, with Netflix, everywhere I turn, it's just horror movies.
Sure.
Yep. I mean, obviously, Halloween's coming. And, you know, I got to tell you something. Overall, I'm not a horror movie fan. I like suspense. I like thrillers. But I'm not like, you know, for blood porn. You know, it's just
same here.
That's the only way I watch my porn.
Really, blood porn? Okay, well, here's a question I have for you.
Okay.
All right. You're in a Halloween movie.
All right.
How you die? How are you going to die?
Oh, man.
All right, are you going to be suffocated, strangled, stabbed, slashed?
Right. Well, okay.
Car crash. That's Taylor, probably.
Seriously.
No, that's us leaving the parking lot when Taylor is, too.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
If the movie is taking place at my house and I'm being chased, I most likely am going to trip and fall over the wood chips from the tree stump that I had taken down, or the...
or John's pitchfork.
Or John's pitchfork. I want to see you die with my pitchfork in your chest.
Which will then be shoved through my chest, because I will have given the killer a chance to catch up to me, because I have not cleaned up.
I like how you're saying the killer, like it's not John.
Right.
Like the mask doesn't come off and you see a huge mustache.
If I tripped over wood chips and he was chasing me, I'm pretty sure I could get up and still run away from him.
I think you could, too.
Oh, God.
I mean, by the time you made it to like the edge of your property, I'd be like, screw it. The hell? I don't need a gym.
Yeah, it'd be the wood chips for me.
Okay. Yeah. Dave, how you dying?
I just try to think about where am I most susceptible. And throughout most of my life, it would probably be while I was like making out in a car with a chick, like in a dark corner.
The guy comes,
always in my car.
Slashes your throat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Through the window.
Yeah. I think in Taylor's case, because I said a car crash, but you know what? Tripping and falling onto something fatal could be her, too. No, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah, I'm a klutz. When I get up in the morning, the thing... Well, you see how often you'll go to me, what's that bruise?
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know.
John, your forehead's bleeding.
Right. I get up in the morning. I walk to go get coffee, right? I bump into every door frame, right, that's in the house
before
I get there.
Like a Final Destination, like freak accident
type thing. Yeah, either that or there'd be some booby trap, you know, I step on the carpet that drops me into the hole that has all the knives, you know, and I'm gone. That's it. The only thing, you know. Or I could be poisoned. Or drowned.
That would be
drowned.
Lisa who poisoned you, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
He's already started.
I cooked another chocolate thing for you. Cindy is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So as long as we asked everybody here in the studio the question, what about yourself? All right, if you were in a horror film, how would you die?
I'm not sure exactly how, but I know I'd end up being eaten by cats.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. It's, you know, I actually think that's how you're going to die. You don't even have to wait for a movie. I think you'll die, And then, you know, Randy will go, get cats. You'll love her that much. What the hell? Just go right for it.
Knowing Cindy, I think she would try to escape and wouldn't know how to start a car.
the classic
in the car.
Classic trope.
Yeah.
The only way out of town is my car. I'm going to die.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for everybody here. And anyone listening to the radio right now, you can all answer this. How would you pronounce this word? I'm going to spell it out for you.
Okay.
G-E-N-R-E. G-E-N-R-E.
Genre.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Genre.
Pretty sure. My wife's an English teacher. I should know.
Although a lot of people believe that Alex Trebek is one of the smartest people in the world, after all, he's got all the answers on the cards, right? Alex is a man who knows how to pronounce words.
Okay.
He's a good pronunciator.
All right.
Okay? And this is not how you say genre. This is how you say genre.
Genres for four.
A genre category. This genre of art. This genre of novel. This genre of game. This alliterative genre. This fantasy genre. This spooky genre. This popular genre. This six-letter genre. This genre.
A Japanese cartoon genre.
A TV genre. King of this musical genre. Master of this literary genre.
Colorful
music genre. 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 Genre.
What an a-hole.
First the Philly fanatic, now this. I'm starting to hate you, Alex.
He's not an a-hole. He's a Canadian.
Genres for four.
A genre category.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
So one of the early supergroups, I mean, you had Free, you had Mott the Hoople, they break up, and next thing you know, you've got Bad Company. And it was, I have to say that Boz Burnell, okay, from Mott the Hoople, he was in Bad Company. So was Mick Ralphs, who really had a problem with the band, and that problem came to Bad Company, but Paul Rodgers didn't see it as a problem at all.
Can't Get Enough was when Mick Ralphs and I were thinking of getting Bad Company together. One of the songs he came up with, and he was quite shy about this song, it had been kind of rejected by Mott the Hoople because it really wasn't up their street. But it was right up my street, actually. So I said to him, yeah, come on, let's do this song. And it was a hit.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I may have made it sound like that Boz Burnell was in Mott the Hoople. Boz Burnell was in King Crimson, and I lumped him together with Mick Ralphs, but that was all part of Song Stories this morning, so I wanted to clarify the story. Just in case.
Okay.
All right. Something I need to clarify this morning also. This happened up in Nyack, New York. It's a Bed Bath & Beyond story. Let me ask you a question, and you can all chime in on this. I'm pretty sure you all know the answer. When I say what are the colors of Halloween, what comes to mind?
Black and orange.
All right. All right.
Yep, black and orange.
Cindy, you agree with that? Colors. Black and orange?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine.
My whole house is orange and black.
Now, it seems that Bed Bath & Beyond put out these, you know, they're like that foam stuffed pumpkins, you know, it's like hard foam.
Yeah.
You know, and they put them out as jack-o'-lanterns, except they're not cut out. They just got faces
decorative
painted on them.
Sure.
All right. They've got an orange one, right, with black eyes and a mouth, and they've got a black one with white eyes and a mouth, because you can't paint black on black. You won't see it.
Right.
Sure.
All right. Well, guess what?
I see where this is going.
They're up in a roar because somebody made a black jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Two people on Twitter complained.
And Bed Bath & Beyond has pulled them from everywhere. See, this is why I am glad that I'm going to die before you two.
It's a very stupid time to be alive.
It really is. The fact that people, I'm wearing black pants today. Anybody offended by that?
I was offended when I walked out this morning and saw that it was nighttime.
Oh, you said it was nighttime.
God needs to get this straight.
That's it.
Very racist. That half the day.
Very much so. Very much so. And it goes on and on. That's why I don't wear yellow shirts anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Because, there's a real good chance someone might be upset by that. All right? And my red hat, gone.
Oh,
gone
yes.
Completely.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's why I realize it is after, Labor Day, but I'm going to be forced to wear white all the time. It's the only way I'm going to be able to identify with myself.
Well, you're a Klansman, I guess.
Oh, damn it.
Find John a hoodie for Christmas.
I'm telling you.
Every complaint doesn't warrant a response. Stop it.
Folks, this is what's going to make me retire, because I got to read news like this each and every day, whether I put it on the air or not. And then somebody goes, that's it. I can't take it anymore. The world's too stupid. I can't help.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Well, tonight at 8 o'clock, this gentleman will be at Punchline at Philadelphia, and you can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. You know, we were debating, had Mike Racine is here this morning. Good morning, Mike. Turn on your microphone and give you a better shot at talking to the audience. All right. We were debating if Mike had ever been on the show before, and we all were positive that he wasn't. He was.
I was.
Really? Right. Memorable.
I'm a big fat jerk.
No. Ready for this? He was in the comedy competition.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, he was
Like 13 years ago.
13 years ago. And how'd that go?
Dang.
I bombed so bad that you guys didn't put my audio up on the website.
Get out of here.
Yeah. There was a list of every other comic, and they were like, vote for your favorite, and you could hear everybody's, and mine wasn't on there.
It's possible, though, that might have been a technical difficulty.
No, I don't think it was.
No, you don't think it was
that
bad?
I didn't do me a favor. It was pretty bad, yeah.
But you've probably come the farthest, then.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, of all of the, you know, I don't think anybody who's been part of the comedy competition has had a Comedy Central.
No, I checked. Yeah.
Special. You checked?
They're all a bunch of nobodies. They're all working at Subway restaurants. Every single one of them. Yeah.
But you're from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you, I am personally proud right now.
Thank you. I used to listen all the time.
But you live in New York now.
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn now.
You were in Brooklyn. Okay. What part of Brooklyn are you in?
I'm in Bushwick.
You're in Bushwick? Okay. Yeah. All right, Dave, you remember Bushwick?
Yeah. I do not. I only know Williamsburg.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and Coney Island.
The capital of hipsterdom.
And Coney Island.
Well, I fell asleep on the train and ended up there. Yes.
I had to pick up a dead rat off my sidewalk a couple weeks ago.
Are you responsible for rats? Or
No, but it was right there. Okay. And I was like, I should... There's kids around, you know. It's the right thing to do.
It's easier than a deer.
Yeah,
well, we're here.
That's what I have
deer
to deal with.
Oh, really? Yeah. Have you ever picked up a dead deer?
Yeah, usually because of my own doing, but...
Right.
Yeah.
He shot it. That's why he picked it up. Did you shoot the rat?
It was a hit. No.
No.
He took his pizza. Yeah. How'd that go?
Easier than I thought it was going to be. I just picked it up by the tail, put it in a bag.
How big was it?
It was about maybe that big.
All right.
That works on the radio real well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it's my fault.
7 inches.
9 inches.
Are you married, engaged? Wherever are you?
I just got engaged.
Just got engaged.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Oh, really? Okay.
Lovely brunette.
Oh, thanks.
Well done.
All right.
Yeah, she's a looker.
All right. How long?
You guys can look her up if you want. Her name's Deborah. Just kidding.
Beat you to her.
Feel free to look her up on Instagram.
All right. And how long has this relationship been going on?
4 years.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Nice.
All right. So you're time to. You know, yeah. She was bugging me about it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Are you looking forward to marriage? How's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you living together?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's good. We have two dogs. Uh-huh. So we're like basically married.
Okay. Because they're just like kids.
Yeah.
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 What does she do for a living?
She's a speech pathologist.
Uh-huh.
But she's from Staten Island.
Okay.
So, I mean, I do a joke in my act.
The Forgotten Borough.
But it's funny.
She's from Staten Island. She knows it works for the fire department or the Department of Sanitation?
Yeah, you would think, right?
You would think, right. Yeah. It's all the Staten Island
you would
city
think
workers.
She just picks up garbage. I don't know anyone from this place that did something other than picking up garbage. But yeah, it's like, so just, you know, when she talks, like, I'm like, how do they let you work with kids with that accent?
Or how bad is her accent?
My father will kill you. Like, repeat after me. Zorg. Say Zorg.
How did you meet her?
She was a waitress at Caroline's.
I worked
there. Yeah, I was the doorman there.
Okay.
And then eventually I started doing shows there, and I would come around and, yeah.
All right. Now, you do a crime podcast?
Yeah. It's called The Sit Down.
Okay.
Those are popular.
All right.
Very cool.
Right, okay.
And mine isn't, but, you know. No,
you get that. It's like the comedy competition. Give it 13 years. Well,
13 years, everybody's going to be on top of it.
Yeah, but it's crazy how much, like, research, you know, goes into these kinds of things. We do spend a lot of time, like, you know, doing research. Like, a lot of work goes into it. And
right.
Comedians are very lazy. So this was like a huge mistake because every week Tuesday comes around. We record every Tuesday and I'm like, I have to read stuff.
Right. Now are you, is it serious crime or is it, are you making fun of these guys? Is it comics making fun of
criminals? Well, you don't want to make too much. You want to be respectful, you know?
So you don't want to get shot is what you're saying.
You don't want to get shot.
Okay.
yeah, but we do everything that sort of covers like that, like anything that can fit under that umbrella. So we do, you know, like corporate stuff, and we just did a Facebook episode recently, yeah, just anything that can like kind of fit under, because we've done over 100 episodes, so we're running out of like, you know, with the mafia, it's like, we get it. You guys, you eat pasta, you turn on each other, you cheat on your wives. It's kind of like the same story over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, you told me, and maybe this is why you didn't make it onto the webpage.
Yeah.
Do you really have a brother who is autistic?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the joke?
My mom's favorite.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't really remember the joke. I mean, the joke was just about, it was a story, and I had done it on stage a few times before, but it was about how like every Easter we would have an Easter egg hunt, and my mom would, she would hide eggs for us, but then for him, she would just put eggs in the middle of the lawn for him to like, you know, pick up.
Right.
So yeah, we'd have to, you know.
But he was autistic. He wasn't blind. I mean, you know.
I know, but he wouldn't, he can't find, I don't think he could find eggs.
All right. And you're still using him in your act?
I talk about him in my act a little bit. Some people think that I'm autistic. I get that a lot. I feel like maybe my parents like forgot.
Did you realize it?
Yeah, I don't know. But everybody's autistic nowadays, you know?
Microzine is a very...
It's like being gay.
Wait, what?
Microzine is appearing tonight at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Just let me find out something, because we do a podcast every day of the show. Are we going to put him on?
I think we'll get him on.
Okay,
there.
Fine. Yeah. All right. You'll be there. So now you'll finally make it on the webpage.
Perfect. Awesome.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.